Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
At Dossett, Big Four, and Tupelo, we do things differently. We believe in honest, fair prices and treating our customers like family. Whether you're looking for a new or used GMC or Buick, we've got you covered. Come on down to Dossett Big Four, where you'll get a great deal without the hassle. That's Dossett Big Four in Tupelo.
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way. The trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville, if you're not in Tupelo, that's no problem. Just head over to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Get it delivered right to your door. You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning with a quick trip to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that...
beef.
It is. What's for dinner? Weeknight meals are made easier and better with beef. It fits into every recipe. It's delicious. It's good for you. And, I mean, everywhere I go, people are like, are you a big protein guy? You got to get those gains in? Are you like, I gotta keep an eye on my protein macros, bro? Are you that kind of person?
Yeah, when I could work out all the time, no restrictions, I was definitely one of those people, yes.
So, yeah, so beef goes a long way with that. Oh, yeah. You're looking for great recipes, they're available at msbeef.org, or, you know, just hit me up. I'll tell you what I'm cooking. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything Mississippi State at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, ridden by Fleet Feet, full by the half shell. Or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State. Not just clothes, but stuff for the house, the car, your tailgate. Whatever it is, they've got it at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, you need to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank, bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. Bankers are going to show you a level of service and respect that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you there. Priority. Let me check something here for us real quick. Friend, I believe. Let's see here. We got a package on the way for us.
From
our friends at Section 103.
Yeah, let's go.
Yes, the official apparel provider of Thunder and Lightning. He's got some new polos that he's sending, like new MSU stuff.
We're
going to get it first.
Your Section 103.
That will be available very, very soon. I'll let you guys know when it is. Make sure you're using the promo code TL10. You can save a little money there. But you know, we've got some stuff coming. It should be here a little later this week. So we'll get to you when you come back. He said one of them was an interlocking MSU polo. So keep that in mind for you guys as we get closer to the start of football season. Section 103 might be your new game day polo.
I wear that Section 103 polo all the time. The striped one with the state.
That's what I asked for one of those, so I've got that coming. But he's got some other stuff too. Apparently,
do I have the interlocking one coming?
I don't know what all it is. He's just. I'll let you know when it gets here.
Okay.
Just letting you know. Trying to keep you abreast of the situation. All right. Later in the show, I saw their face. It's just a word, you know. It doesn't have to be so naughty, by the way.
I didn't say anything. I just
gave a look. You had a look.
Made a face.
Everybody who's watching on YouTube, which, by the way, did you go back and look at yourself?
No, I didn't do that.
You need to make sure you do that today because it's funny.
Okay. I'll do it after this.
All right. Later in the show, last week I talked to Southern Mississippi Athletic Director Jeremy McClain. I asked him about the future of the Mississippi State Southern Mississippi Series. They are scheduled to play each other 2030, 2031, home and away. With nine-game schedule, Mississippi State playing road games at group of six teams seems like it's going to be highly unlikely. I got his thoughts on that. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. But Carly wanted to have a little thought exercise today. We're gonna do a ranking. Real simple. 12 games on the schedule for Mississippi State. Let's rank them. How important are they? What's the most important? What's the least important? It's interesting, though, in that you can make a case that the game that I think you and I would both put as the least important, Tennessee Tech, is actually the most important. Because if you lose to an FCS school, what are you doing? But
also, second last week of season, they're at 5 wins.
Yeah, they got to have it. They got to have it. So, that's probably definitely our number one, and then I would assume ULM is number two. Although,
no, let's go 12 down to one. 12 being least important, number one.
Okay,
being...
so 12 is Tennessee Tech. 11 is ULM.
Yeah,
but ULM is very important. It's not about winning and losing, because if you lose that game, just go ahead and make a move, right? Just call it a day.
Yeah.
It's more about how you look in that game, right?
Agreed.
Yeah, so like, I think I saw a line today that states like a 28.5-point favorite in that game. They need to cover that.
Yeah, well, 28's a big spread, but still, like you'd like to see it go pretty easily.
Well, you beat a better Sun Belt team last year. Southern Miss was a better team than ULM is, and you beat them by what, 17, and you were up 24 in the fourth quarter, and you probably could have put the screws to them if you wanted to.
You have a better state team this year. You'd like to.
That's the other side of that too. So that's fine. Okay, so that the first two are easy. What's your number 10?
I would go probably versus Auburn because you're a first-year coach. Actually, I don't know. That's late in the season, actually. Hold on. Let me retract that real quick. I'm going to go
I'm going a completely different way than you. I'll just go ahead and tell you.
Go for it.
At Texas is number 10 because there is no pressure to win that game. Like, if you lose that game, nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn. It's fine. You lose to Texas. Everybody, it doesn't matter how many wins or losses you have at that point in the season. Nobody, you could go into that game undefeated and nobody would expect you to beat Texas.
It'll be still a 14-point underdog.
Right. So that's number 10 for me.
I would actually agree with that.
Okay.
I would say that. Keep going.
Oh, then number 9 is at LSU. No, again, nobody expects you to win that game.
I disagree.
Okay. What would you have at number 9 then?
Versus Vanderbilt, there's no rivalry to aspect to that.
You're not wrong. Well, there's no rivalry between State and LSU, in my opinion. State fans don't like LSU, but nobody likes LSU. That's a conference-wide thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I mean, Mississippi State has beaten LSU, four times in the last 35 years? It's not a real rivalry. I think Vanderbilt's actually important because it's a home game against a program that is historically not great. You should have some pressure to win that game.
Okay.
But you rank them how you want.
Yeah, I'll stick with the Vanderbilt pick.
So you've got Vandy at 9, mm-hmm. and I've got LSU at LSU at 9.
I'll probably put LSU next. You convinced me there.
All right, so that they're 8 for you.
Yeah.
Oklahoma is probably 8 here for me. Again, it's just not a game I expect State to win. It is at home. It would be a really great win to have on your resume. It's sandwiched in between these two road trips. So you're at LSU, Oklahoma at home, at Texas. That's just a turd sandwich. Let's call it what it is.
October as a whole.
I mean, the month of October. I don't know that anybody in the country has a tougher October than Mississippi State. I'd like to see the team that does.
Someone was debating it on Twitter, and then someone said, you got to check state schedule. I don't remember what the other team was.
Yeah. So I'll go Oklahoma there. So that's my 8. That's 8. And then at 7. All right, I'm gonna come back to my reasoning on this. 7 is where I'm going to put the Auburn game.
I was going to put that there as well.
Okay. I think they can beat Auburn. I think that Auburn is a team that I have some confidence that Golish will get things going there. I just don't know about year one.
Yeah.
But I think State can win that game. So I'll put that game
7.
7. And then the one before it, Vanderbilt, I'll put it at 6.
Okay.
All right. I think that that's a game that, again, State should be able to have a chance to win that game. They should be able to win that game. Just I won't even sugarcoat it. State should be able to win that game. They should win that game.
Vanderbilt and Auburn, that should be two wins on their schedule.
That should be two wins. They really should be 3-0 in November when they go to the Egg Bowl. They really should.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
My next one, I'm going to go.
Is this fifth?
Sixth.
Sixth, okay.
I'm going to go Missouri. And the reasoning behind it, well, it's their second SEC game. It'll be their SEC opener. It's important, but, again, it's a team that they got their butt with by last year. You'd like to win the game, but, you know, I'm putting it up against, you know, versus Oklahoma, versus Alabama.
Yeah.
All these other road games. I think the Oklahoma opportunity is huge because that month we just talked about is going to be really rough.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any of those games that – we kind of talked about this yesterday, but if there's any of those games that are going to be winnable, you'd like to think it's the two home games. I think that Oklahoma would be a really signature win, mm-hmm. and I think the opportunity is there, especially if they have momentum. Like, let's say they go 4-0 against the first four. They lose a close one to Alabama. They lose to LSU. That's a get-right game right there if you need it. And at that point, 4-2, your season's not over. That'll be an important game. I'll go with that at six.
All right, so you've got – Alabama, you said, or Oklahoma?
Excuse me. I've got Missouri.
Missouri at six.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, what do I have left here? One, two, three, four. I have five games left. So this is my fifth game. This is where I'm going to put Alabama.
Ooh.
Of all the games that are in that October month, State has beaten Alabama 15 times in 100-plus years of playing college football. I mean, they've beat in my lifetime, Mississippi State has beaten Alabama. I can tell you the dates. 80, 96, 97, 98, 2000, 06, 07. Seven times in 50 years of me being alive, Mississippi State. And then they've played them 48 times. Like, wow. They haven't played them the last 2 years. So in my lifetime, Mississippi State is 7-41 against Alabama. I can't just sit here and, especially with State being the program being where it is right now, I can't sit here and try to tell you, like, you got to beat Alabama. I will say that this is maybe your best chance to beat Alabama in quite a long time because I don't have a whole lot of faith in that team, but they're going to be fifth for me. All right. Fourth is at South Carolina for me. Willie B is a tough place to play. It is on the road. I do think that offense could be pretty good. Because Kendall Briles with Lenora Sellers, that feels like a really good combination. I don't think State's going to start off 4-0. I just don't. And so if they are going to lose one, that's the one that if they lose it, I'm not overly just mad about it. So I'll say South Carolina is my number four.
I was going to say South Carolina as well.
Okay, that's number four. I'm sorry, yeah. Okay, yeah. So you agree with that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So we're down to the top three now, right?
Top three. Yeah. Number three is the Egg Bowl.
Whoa.
Well, I only got three left. It's not first or second for me.
All right.
Here's the truth. If Mississippi State finishes 7-5 with an Egg Bowl loss, it sucks, but everybody's been like, okay, it's going to be all right. We're going in the right direction, right? The thing that hurts though is, and I've said this many times, the last coach to lose three straight Egg Bowls and keep his job was way back in like the 60s, and that's on either side of this rivalry. You lose three straight in the Egg Bowl, you usually get canned the next year.
Yeah.
It would be a tough pill to swallow, especially coming in 7-4, you'd got to feel like you think you could win that game, but I'm going to put it third, and I'll explain my reasoning. In just a minute, what do you have third?
I'm going to go at Minnesota.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Number three. I think that's a very, very important game, especially because it's kind of the first non-dress rehearsal for this season for the starters. But I think the two above it just kind of carry them a little bit more weight with everything above it. I'll put that one in three, but that one's very close to being one of the most important games of the season.
All right. What's your number two?
Number two is going to be Alabama because of the rivalry. And they haven't. You just talked about the opportunity that they haven't. Yeah, I understand. Rivalry's got to go both ways.
There is no rivalry between a hammer and a nail.
Are they seven and like 68 or something against you or something?
I'm not 75 years old.
Good math, though.
It was. I can do some math. 7-41 in my lifetime.
Oh, same thing. But
Same thing.
I'm messing with you, Brian. I think it's a big game. The players clearly think it's a big game. It's a big opportunity. You know, like I said yesterday, State, the cloud over them is real right now. The players feel it. The fan base feels it. A win against them, a team that they haven't won against in almost 20 years, would just do so much good for this football team and this program, and it would just install so much belief and faith. So I'm going to go that as number two. And while we're at it, I don't really know how you wouldn't say the Egg Bowl is the most important game. That happens. It happens once a year, and you get bragging rights for the whole year.
You're not wrong. But at the same time, with where this program is right now, these other two games are more important. Missouri is my number two. Mississippi State has not won a home SEC game since November of 2022.
Okay, that's a good point, yeah.
They have to win that game. They have to win an SEC game in front of their home fans. They have to do it. Because I don't think they're going to do it the next week with Alabama. And then now we're talking about you're probably sitting on three losses or four losses already. Everybody's out. They have to beat Missouri. They have to find a way to win that game. That's number two. Minnesota's number one. It's number one. If State loses that game, the season is over. Nobody is on board with Jeff Lebby if he loses to Minnesota.
Minnesota, man. I mean, this is a road trip to a place you don't play against a conference.
Not matter. This is a game that if Mississippi State does not win this game, if they are 1-1 on September the 13th, nobody believes in Jeff Lebby. Nobody is going to sit there and say, I still think Jeff Lebby is going to get it done. If they lose to a mid-Big Ten team, and that's what Minnesota is. They are mid at best. And how many teams are in the Big Ten? 18?
16.
They are 18. No better than 12th. In that conference.
Well, let's hold the horses. We're talking about the Big Ten here. I'm messing. You know, someone clipped me the other day when I said the three national championships in a row, and I saw it on Twitter. I was getting hate for it. That's the reason
did somebody really do that? I need to find that.
Yeah, I liked the tweet because I actually thought it was funny.
Did they tag you in it?
No, they didn't put any comment either. It was just Thunder and Lightning clipped, and it was saying, you know who's won the last three big national championships? And it was me, and I liked it. I thought it was funny. I got to find it. I don't know where
I need to find that, yeah.
But I do think that is a very, very important game.
They have to win that game.
They have to.
Just for the fan base. If they lose that game, and let's play it out. Like, I think they're going to lose to South Carolina. Now they're 1-2. It's over. It's over for Jeff Lebby. He has to beat Minnesota. That is a mid-Big Ten. Look, he kind of got screwed a couple years ago. When you pick up Arizona State when they're, they're at their lowest when you scheduled them, and then you run into a college football playoff team, you couldn't have predicted that, right? It sucked. And even then, like, as much as Arizona State dominated that game, they won by 7. State was in the game at the end. They had a chance. You have to beat Minnesota. You have to. That's the most important game of the year. There's no question about it. Okay. By the way, I also have Jeff Lebby's rankings in here. His number one was ULM, and then he didn't rank any other games.
For a second,
all that matters is week one with Jeff Lebby.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Again. When we were at the press conference and he said that and you kept
You cut me a look.
That was so good.
We were sitting right next to each other and Carlos got the camera up like this, right? And Lebby says, yeah, again, and he just went like that. And it's imperceptible to anybody who wasn't looking for it, but I was looking for it. As soon as he said it, I was like, I bet Carlo reacts.
Oh, yeah. So. That was funny.
All right. So just let's go through these one more time. Let's just rank them one more time. Let's go from 12 to 1. Mine is Tennessee Tech, ULM, Texas, LSU, Oklahoma, Alabama, Vanderbilt, Auburn. I may have already screwed this up. Vanderbilt, Auburn, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Missouri, Minnesota. That's mine. Least to most important.
I think I said Tennessee Tech, UL Monroe. Who's the first one? I think I did say Texas.
You agreed with me, yeah, because I convinced you on Texas.
And then Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think I said LSU, Oklahoma. Oh, wait, no, I had Auburn in there too.
Shoot. You had them lower than I did, yeah.
Okay.
Tennessee. I really should have written this down.
Yeah, this would help a lot.
It would help a ton.
Okay, I'll just go my six, my most important.
Top six, yeah.
I think I said Oklahoma at six.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, I'm losing it here.
You had Oklahoma at six. I think you had Missouri five.
Missouri five.
Mm-hmm. Alabama, or was Alabama five? And then
no, Alabama was three.
So it was
Minnesota,
four.
Minnesota was three. Alabama was four.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You had
Ole Miss, most important.
Mm-hmm.
Second most important was Alabama.
Yeah.
Number three was Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Number four was Missouri.
Missouri. Five.
South Carolina.
South Carolina and six Alabama. There we go.
No, six. Alabama, you had second.
Six
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, that's what I meant. I was looking at. We tried.
Sometimes we come up with ideas late.
If you guys think we're wrong, let us know what.
Let
you
us
guys
know. Yeah. I don't. I just the two Minnesota and Missouri games to me. That's the whole season. Like South Carolina, whatever happens, there happens. If you win, fantastic. But if you lose. It's okay if you win the other two.
They've got to be 3-1.
If they're 3-1 when they play Alabama, the season has still got some juice to it. If they're 2-2 or worse, it's over. It's over. I mean, at that point, you know, if they decided to make a move on the bye week the next week, I wouldn't be totally shocked.
They cannot be limping in October.
No.
No way. If they limp into October, they're going to get shot dead.
And if you've got if you're 3-1 or 4-0, and you were playing Alabama, there's excitement. There's going to be a chance. It'll be like that Texas game a little bit in that, you know, I think the crowd will be into it. I think you have a big crowd. The good news, and I've mentioned this with Alabama and with Oklahoma, is their colors kind of blend into maroon and white. So if there is a big visiting crowd, you won't see it. So that, you know, that'll help.
Doing the whiteout against Tennessee orange was not a very smart.
It was a terrible idea. Well, I mean, I think when they first thought that up, that they could never have imagined that 25,000 Tennessee fans were going to be there, but
also the professor that sold their tickets didn't make it look very good.
It's not even that. It's just nobody bought season tickets, so they become single game tickets, and so single game tickets are easy to buy. So, all right, let's move into the second part of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food. I may see if the family wants to do Two Brothers tomorrow because we're gonna be live in the Cotton District for Sports Talk Mississippi. I'm like, why don't we just go over there and eat dinner?
Taco night too, or well, we're
tomorrow's Taco Tuesday. Yeah. So there you go. But if they say no, I'll just be like, all right, well, I'll be home later, and I'll just go over there and eat myself. It's no big deal. I'll eat dinner by myself. That's not the first time. In the Cotton District, there's two fantastic places to eat. They're right next door to each other. Go eat at one of them today. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you need technology for your business, if you need a new copier, a new printer, new laptops, new computers, call our friends at Advantage Business Systems. They'll get you taken care of, not only with the product, but with the guarantee of service after the sale. That's how they've been in business this long. They take care of their customers long after the sale is made. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. If you're looking for great Mississippi State gear here in Starkville, no better place to shop than our friends over at Maroon & Co. They've got everything Mississippi State, the biggest, best, widest selection in all of the Golden Triangle. When you're up here in a few weeks for football, you know you're going to be making a trip to Maroon & Co. So make sure you use our promo code. Thunder15 takes 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to your next game in Starkville, which is coming up, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. That's the name to know, the name to trust when you're looking for John Deere Green up here in North Mississippi. Nobody with more John Deere mowers, tractors, and Gators on the floor than my friends at Scruggs, and nobody with better deals either. Call them today. Talk to their finance department. They're going to set you up with a great deal on a John Deere zero turn, a John Deere compact tractor, a John Deere Gator. Whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it. John Deere at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Saltillo, where they have what you want or less. Had a moment there. I was like, what happened? My brain went silence for just a second there. Good Hope Land and Timber. If you are looking to buy or sell land in the state of Mississippi, call my friends at Good Hope Land and Timber today. They'll get you taken care of. Doesn't matter how big a purchase we're talking about, a couple hundred or a couple thousand acres, Good Hope Land and Timber can get you onto the piece of land that you want to be on. And if you're already a landowner and you just need help with your land, managing your land, your resources, your timber, Good Hope Land and Timber can absolutely help you with that process as well. They've been doing it for a long time. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a phone call. 601-442-9888 or visit them online, g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, last week we brought the Not Fall Camp Tour to Hattiesburg to talk about the Southern Mississippi Golden Eagles, and I had a conversation with Golden Eagle Athletic Director Jeremy McClain. Great conversation. If you're interested in it, it's available for you on YouTube. But this clip in particular I wanted to bring to Thunder and Lightning to talk just a little bit about it, where I asked him about the future of the series between Mississippi State and Southern Mississippi. So let's just go down to that clip from last week's Not Fall Camp Tour stop on Sports Talk Mississippi in Hattiesburg. When we talked in Hattiesburg last year at the first edition of this tour, I asked you about the Mississippi State series. You know, we were only a few weeks away from that game happening. I believe it's 2030 and 2031. There's a home and away with the Golden Eagles and the Bulldogs. But with the SEC moving to 9 games, you know, I know they canceled a game with Troy this year. How confident are you that that series is going to remain?
Yeah, I don't know, Ryan. You know, we've had some conversations with them. I don't know if it's going to remain. I realize they're trying to juggle all of that, and we certainly would love for it to. But I don't know that it's going to stay on the schedule the way it is. We certainly understand the 9-game schedule and having to make some adjustments, and you know, we'll continue to work with them on that. And you know, it may end up that that it becomes a 1-game situation instead of two, and either way, we want to continue to play Mississippi State. I think it's important, and I'm certainly always, you know, I appreciate their approach and respect the fact that they've been willing to do that. I think it's important, and so we'll see how that where we end up on that, but we may end up that may end up changing, you know, before we get to that point.
So not the most optimistic tone from Jeremy McClain, in my opinion, there talking about this series. You know, it's funny, you know, a year ago, getting ready to play that series, getting ready to play that game down in Hattiesburg. There's 2 games, you know, according to FBschedules.com, which is a pretty good resource for scheduling information. They are as officially unofficial as you can get. We'll steal from Six Pack on that one. They have a state with and I mentioned it to Jeremy, and he nodded, so I have to assume I'm correct. But state is scheduled to play Southern Mississippi in 2030 and 2031. Let me double check the where those games are being played. So 2030 is scheduled at Southern Miss, and 2031 is scheduled for Starkville. Already for 2030, there's a home game with Tulane scheduled as well for Mississippi State. So State would have Tulane. You know they're going to play an FCS team. So let's just do some math here, right? They're going to play an FCS team. They've got Tulane on the schedule of the home game. They have to play a Power 4 opponent. So that Southern Miss game is not going to happen, just as we're sitting here right now, because you've got 9 conference games. So that game is either going to get moved or it's just not going to exist any longer. 2031, All-State has on the schedule is the game at home against Southern Mississippi. From what I could tell from Jeremy McClain, and I am just making educated guesses here, but it felt like if the series is going to continue, it's going to have to just be Southern Mississippi comes to Starkville for games. State will not be returning trips to Hattiesburg any longer. That's the impression that I got from him. And we have some evidence, right, that State canceled a series with Troy because there was a road game in there. They got that out. I think that some of these contracts, and I don't know this for sure, have been worded in such a way that if the conference were to move to 9 games – like most of these deals were signed, you know, 5, 6, maybe even 10 years ago. I think that the conferences are the contracts are worded in such a way that if the 9-game SEC schedule became a thing, they could just get out of the contract without any real financial penalty. I think that's the case. So I'll be very surprised if Mississippi State makes this trip to Hattiesburg in 4 years. I'll just say that.
I think with how the SEC is moving, and they want the Power Four opponent, the non-conference games, especially for teams that want to make playoffs, make the postseason, and everything, are ultra, ultra important. You know, people like to crap on Indiana all the time because they do play cupcakes non-conference. But at the same time, those games are very important because they're – I don't want to say they're free wins because, you know, Appalachian State, Michigan, you know, there's not always – they're not always free wins. But most of the time, you know, the power team is going to beat them. But I think with, you know, the pressure of making bowl games and everything, and the SEC only just got amped up because instead of four teams – non-conference, who you can control entirely, the SEC season you can't. Now it's only three. So I think they're going to try to schedule, like you said, mostly home, mostly easier opponents. That 2030 schedule already is interesting. Tulane is not the worst team in the world to schedule.
That's a quality game. And yeah. I like that if you're going to do a home and away. Now that's interesting because Tulane is also scheduled home and away. That's a 2030-2032 game. The difference is there's two things. You do have both of those years, the even number years, are the five conference home games. So you can play a road non-conference game. So if you could come up with a schedule where in 2032 you're playing your Power Four non-conference game in Starkville, you could still go to Tulane. And I guess technically you could do that as well in 2030, if you're willing to not play an FCS team.
I think
you keep the Tulane one game, the Tulane game on, because you want to give your fans want the trip to New Orleans.
Yeah.
I think it's just you do that for your fans. You could play at Tulane, play you're an FCS team and a Power Four team non-conference, and you still have seven home games that way. You give your five SEC games, your FCS, and whoever you play from the Big Ten, Big 12, ACC. Or Notre Dame. You never know. Notre Dame could come to start. Well, maybe not, but, you know.
They never come out.
2030, if you're going to stick with this Tulane game, if you're going to play a Power Four non-conference, you either have to get rid of the Southern Miss game or not play an FCS school. Those are the only two options that you have. There's literally nothing else you can do there.
I feel like the Southern Miss, Mississippi State future is just hard to look at because of, you know, the new changes. And who knows who goes to say that maybe
that's the other side
even change more in a couple of years anyway, because, you know, people are already, you know, not happy about the 9-game schedule.
It's very possible that things could be different in 5 years
by the time that they reach the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
Exactly. So just an interesting comment from McLean. I wanted to bring that here to the podcast, let you guys have a listen to it and give your thoughts. I know, I feel like the average Mississippi State fan, I feel like there's two schools of thought. Is you have some Mississippi State fans who don't want to play Southern Miss in anything. Like, they look at it the same way that Ole Miss does, and they're just like, never again. Then you have some who are just like, look, State's going to be a big favorite every time they play Southern Miss. If they lose to Southern Miss, there's bigger problems than just that one single game. And I definitely understand the thought process of, State doesn't really get anything from beating Southern Miss, and they also don't. They stand to lose everything by losing to Southern Miss. But right now, the football programs are in such a place where even last year, that was not a good Mississippi State football team, and they won the game easily. So I just don't worry about it too much. I personally would like to keep the series going because I'm just an old guy who likes the history of it. I grew up in a time where Mississippi State played Southern Miss every year. But at the same time, I understand the logistics of college football nowadays and why it can be difficult to do that. So we'll see what happens. All right, tomorrow's show is the Rumblings. You know what to do. Get us the questions. We'll be happy to answer them. Also, tomorrow, live, or today, I guess, as you're listening, live at The Landing, the Not Fall Camp Tour presented by Pearl River Resort. We will be live. Interviews, recorded interviews with head coach Jeff Lebby, Isaac Smith, Sam West. I recorded earlier today with Mississippi State head basketball coach Chris Jans. As soon as we get off of here, I got to talk to Mississippi State head baseball coach Brian O'Connor. And then Zach Selman, Mississippi State director of athletics, and Sam Purcell, head women's basketball coach, will be live at The Landing to come. So come see us. We've got some great stuff to give away, and it'll be a lot of fun. Come enjoy a beautiful day in Starkville up there on the rooftop at the Landing. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. For Carlo Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.